This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Tuesday of ignoring Russia security concerns and deliberately creating a scenario designed to lure it into war. In his first direct public comments on the Ukraine crisis for nearly 6 weeks, a defiant Putin showed no sign of backing down from security demands that Western countries have called non-starters and a possible excuse to launch an invasion. Russia has massed more than 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border, and Western countries say they fear Putin may be planning to invade. Russia denies this, but has said it could take unspecified military action unless its security demands are met. Western countries say any invasion would bring sanctions on Moscow. Rescuers pulled bodies out from under thick mud on Tuesday after a landslide in Ecuador's capital left at least 22 people dead, with 47 reported injuries so far. On Tuesday morning, firefighters continued searching homes and streets covered by mud and removing bodies buried in the area. Torrential rains on Monday night caused a buildup of water in a gorge near working-class neighborhoods, sending mud and rocks down on residences and causing power outages in the South American country. Social media videos showed a muddy river flowing through neighborhood streets, carrying it with trees, vehicles, dumpsters, and even electricity poles as residents screamed for help. Other images showed some people being rescued from the current by neighbors. Ecuador is facing heavy rains in several areas, which have caused rivers to overflow and affected hundreds of homes and roads. This is VOA News. Pfizer and BioNTech will soon ask U.S. regulators for emergency authorization for COVID-19 vaccines for children under age 5, according to U.S. media reports on Tuesday. This is the last age group in the United States that is not yet eligible for coronavirus shots. As early as Tuesday, the companies could seek emergency authorization for a two-dose vaccination regimen for children under 5 and as young as 6 months. The New York Times and other news outlets said the move comes as the Omicron variant wave is waning in the United States, but parents are still grappling with school closures and concerns for their unvaccinated children. New pediatric COVID hospitalizations hit a record high in the United States in December as the Omicron strain spread rapidly. Last month, the Food and Drug Administration approved Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shot for children as young as 12. The FDA hopes to approve shots for young kids as early as late February. At least a dozen historically black colleges and universities in the United States received bomb threats and put their campuses on lockdown on Tuesday, a day after a rash of similar threats forced the cancellation of classes at other schools. The threats against the schools in cities from Baltimore to New Orleans came on the first day of Black History Month in the United States. And the president of Florida's Edward Waters University in Jacksonville said, quote, "We don't think it's by coincidence that we received this particular threat at this particular time." The threats come as the United States continues to reckon with racial injustice following recent years' high-profile killings of black Americans such as George Floyd and heated battles over teaching in public schools of so-called critical race theory, which puts the history of institutionalized racism into a larger context. France's government stood firm against Mali's coup leaders Tuesday after they expelled the French ambassador, but promised to continue anti-terrorism operations in the region despite mounting tensions between Mali and European and African powers. France also warned of imminent EU sanctions, which are under discussion. The French foreign minister reiterated criticism of what he called the irresponsibility and illegitimacy of Mali's leadership, and France's prime minister accused the junta of further isolating Mali by delaying elections until 2026 and courting Russian mercenaries. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.